before this testing time, because brothers and sisters, probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists at the Sunday law. The Sunday law that we speak about in Future for America is a Sunday law that has two parts to it. It's not simply a Sunday law that says no gasoline sales on Sunday. It's a Sunday law that has two parts. One, that you're persecuted for keeping Sabbath. The other, that you're forced to observe Sunday. Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 977, says it well. It says, a time is coming when the law of God is, in a special sense, to be made void in our land. The rulers of our nation will, by legislative enactments, enforce the Sunday law, and thus God's people be brought into great peril, when our nation in its legislative councils shall enact laws to bind the consciences of men in regard to their religious privileges, enforcing Sunday observance, and bringing oppressive power to bear against those who keep the seventh-day Sabbath, the law of God will, to all intents and purposes, be made void in our land, and national apostasy will be followed by national ruin. The Sunday law that fulfills Revelation 13 and the United States speaking as a dragon, the Sunday law that we're referring to here in verse 41, when the United States is conquered by the papacy, and the glorious land is overcome by the papacy, is a Sunday law that forces you to observe Sunday and persecutes you for keeping Sabbath. When you come to that point as a Seventh-day Adventist and you have the light on Sabbath and Sunday, if you choose to not uphold Sabbath, you receive the mark of the beast. And if you do uphold the Sabbath, you receive the seal of God. It's in this sense that we're saying that probation closes at the Sunday law. The Great Controversy 605 says, the Sabbath will be the great test of loyalty, for it is the point of truth especially controverted. When the final test shall be brought to bear upon men, then the line of distinction will be drawn between those who serve God and those who serve Him not. While the observance of the false Sabbath and compliance with the law of the state, contrary to the fourth commandment, will be an avowal of an allegiance to a power that is in opposition to God, the keeping of the true Sabbath and obedience to God's law is an evidence of loyalty to a Creator. While one class, by accepting the sign of submission to earthly powers, received the mark of the beast, the other, choosing the token of allegiance to a divine authority, received the seal of God. The Sabbath, brothers and sisters, that's Great Controversy 605, is where the line is drawn in the sand. And it's at that point, when the Sunday law arrives, if you understand the issues, that you are going to demonstrate the character that you've prepared before that time period.